Okay. Coupe test, you said?
Yes.
Okay, so with the continuing principle here, how much the shtaraisa lebesdin? Somebody hands over a shtar to bezdin. And he tells him, Atem gvuli chayvi, Shmita will not wipe it out. That's the beginning of what we call prosbul, which we'll discuss in a few sifim. Let's say somebody sells something to his friend on credit. It's as if he lent him money, and therefore Shmita is Meshamet. But let's say a store owner that sells to other on credit, and it's not his derech to be tobeya until he gathers a lot of money. I mean, it's basically like a grocery store. Like a grocery store that you have a running bill. That's not considered a loan. And Shmita's not. But if at one point he decides that he's going to make it into a loan, that he considers everything together, and he writes in his notebook exactly the amount of time, the amount of money it is. As I have a halva, therefore it then is like a halva, and Shemitah is Meshamet. Yud Aleph, Sar Socher ain't a Meshamet. Let's say you have a salary, right? So Sar Socher is not Meshamet, Vimsikopa, and if he ends up making it into a loan, then Meshamet it is, meaning you also got money, and you have to pay him by Shemitah. Right, by the end of Shemitah, and so that's not called a loan. But if he told him, I'm going to pay you back. I can't meet payroll now. I'm going to pay you back. Then it is Meshamet. Yud Beis, about Mikoyach Akum. Let's say you're coming from the Koyach of a Goy. Harehu Akum. Then he takes on the status of the Goy. Lapain. Misha Kona Me'akum Shtar Chayv Al Yisrael. Somebody who's pointed from a Goy, a Shtar Chayv Al Yisrael. Ain't a Meshamet is not Meshamet. Akum Hayu Goy Be'Shtari Lo'elam. Because a guy could always collect, meaning all he's doing is he is kind of from a Akum, meaning he bought the debt, like all the mortgages do. So he bought the debt from a guy. So he, since it's coming from a guy, so then there's no Shemitah. And somebody who is an Arei for a guy for Yisrael, but like part of Yisrael, the Yidden pay, what's a Yisrael, the Arei, the Akum, which then means that the Yisrael, who's the guarantor, has to pay to the guy, and he's the one that takes over the shtar from the guy, and a meshamet, because basically it's a loan from a guy. But if there's no shtar, but he's tevayev to his friends. Baal Peh, meaning it was just a verbal loan, and then he has to pay because of it to the guy, Hareza Potter, then he is Potter. Because the Shemitah does cancel out the get. Fine, Yud Gimel. Ain Shvius Meshametas Ksafim Ela B'Sofer. Shemitah, like when do you sign the Prozbul? We always sign the Prozbul at the end of Shemitah. Right? So Shvius is not Meshametas only at the end. So let's say somebody makes a loan during the actual year of Shemitah. Then he collects his chayv the whole year, meaning the entire year of Shemitah. But once it hits Shkia, on the evening of Rosh Hashanah, then the loan is lost. That comes to pay to the malva a chayv that passed over Shemitah, meaning the guy made the loan, right? He made the loan, and the guy forgot to write a prosbul, and Shemitah's over. So now the chayri, he's potter. So yomele a malva, so meaning, and but the loiva decides to come pay back the loan anyways. And he's being a good Samaritan. He's going to pay back the loan anyway. So the Malva says, "Meshamet ani asachayv kvar neftar to mimeni." He says, "I am pushing off the chayv, and you're meaning you don't owe me any money." That's what the Malva is supposed to say. The Malva I love it, but if the Loiva says to him, "Afal pikein," writes any shtikabu mimeni, he says, "Even so, I want you to take. If I mean butul amav the kabel, then it is mutter for the malva to be makabel from here. Al yomer aloyva b'chayvi ani nas and lachat. The aloyva shouldn't say I'm giving it to you as my chayv because the Torah says that he doesn't have a chayv. Ela yomer leshalihem, he should say it's mine or matana ani nas and lachat, and I'm giving it to you as a matana. The yachal amav lasis is shtadlus and but the malva is allowed to make. He's allowed to make how do you call it, shtadlus efforts, and the spilus, meaning even though the malva can't ask for the loan, but he could sort of leave hints that you know he really would be very happy if the lender paid him back. But if he can't do this, so then I'll you call him and we should not take the money. I mean, the bottom line is the power is in the loiva's hands. If the loiva decides not to pay, so he's not going to pay. Fine. Tesla, Prusbul ain't a Meshamet. So, like we know, the Prusbul, that's the Shtar, is not Meshamet. So, what is that? Omal Prusbul, what is a Prusbul? The Malva goes to three B'nai Torah. She bezdin, that there's their bezdin. And he says to them, Atem Dayanim, you Dayanim, I'm giving over to you. Shekol Chayv Sheyeshli, Aplaini, any loans that I have on anybody, that I collect these loans whenever I want. And they write to him, this Prusbul, and this is what it said. When the three of us are sitting, you know, we were sitting together as one. Also, plenty of Malva, and this Pliny came in front of us and said in front of us, I'm giving you over the loans to your bezdin. And all three of them signed on the bottom, the Lashon of Dayanim, I have a Lashon Edom, with either as Dayanim or as Edom. I think, as far as I know, the meaning nowadays, we call them Edom. Yechad says, you can do this also at the end of the year, Dayanim Be'er Hashanah, on Erev Hashanah, Koyim Shkir Safam, and Vosh Shkir Safam. The Yosheim Sheinach, so you can adopt the Lipta as a Prisbul, Ella Dayanim Rashu, I mean, meaning some say you don't even need the Prisbul, you don't have to write it. You can just say it. But if you will, maybe become a bezdin, and even if you don't have a bezdin, yochalem ani moisa shtaros the bezdin should be more complaining. Meaning the bezdin doesn't have to be there. You can hand it over to a bezdin in another city. Says I am leimani prizbul elam yeshla aloy the karka. Prizbul only helps if the borrower has karka. Why? Because nobody gives loans to somebody who doesn't have karka. I mean, you don't just go take loans out. You always have to use collateral. Karka, cars, Rafila Koshus again, but as long as the Leva has a little bit of karka, that's enough. Rafila, even if he only has a flower pot with a hole, Sagi, that's enough. Klum, even if the Leva doesn't have anything, but the Ariv has, the or the somebody who owes money to the Leva has fields, that's also okay. And if nobody has, so then if the malva has a little bit of karka, he can be mezaka the karka to the loiva. That would be worth his while. Like this, he could have loans. Even he can do it through somebody else. If he's not in front of him, and it helps for the prusbul. Okay, Simen Kufpe Aleph, Hilchos Tayim Benitan Ve'edus. That's when somebody has complaints against the other one, and Edus Ubay Chafsid. So this is Toma when you have, you know, financial issues. So Kishanovel Ben Shnei Ben Yodam Ezus Sifsum. When two people have a fight, Roy Lem Lespasha Batoiv, it's best if they come to an agreement. Yeshivat Kolech and Neged Aver, and each one should give in to his friend, Kedei Lislachik, Mizilusa, the Beidina, the Pomad Esher, so that they could stay away from the Zilusa of the Bezdin as much as they can, right? Because when you go to Bezdin, everybody ends up with complaints, et cetera, et cetera. But let's say they can't come to an agreement, and they're forced to go to judgment. They come in front of Bezdin. But let's say the Baldin is a very strong guy. He has to tell it to the Yidden first, and Lay Ratzalavai. And then, if he doesn't want to come, then he could take Rishus from Bezdin and say that. I mean, basically, this is the most common thing. You want to try and bring a guy to Bezdin. I don't know the name of it. You want to take a guy to Bezdin, he doesn't want to go. So first you gotta tell Bezdin to send him a summons, and then if he doesn't want to go, then you take the rishus from him. Then you take the rishus from Bezdin, then you can go to court. Let's say somebody's asking you for money that you know you have it. You can't go looking for ways to get out of paying back. Because basically, this is what we do, right? With credit card debt or any type of debt, you call them up and you say, you know, this, is that, and you hope that they chop down the debt a little bit. So you're not allowed to do that in the hope that he's going to make a deal. But Yimchaloy is going to be the rest. And if you over and you do this, you're not Yotze, meaning even though Ben Adam Machaveri, he was mindful, so he was mindful, but Shemayim is not going to be happy with you actually eat loy shaloi until you give him the proper amount. So this, unfortunately, from what I understand, is very bad in business. People are always trying to push people off, not pay them back, hope they'll come to a deal that is incorrect, and you are not Yotze Yidei Shemayim. All right. I'm just going to run to Myriv. Everybody should have a fine night.
Go.
Thank you.
Have a good night.